Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon,
welcome to the
everybody.
Four Persons Network. Today, host Richard Pettis brings you the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the saint of the day, and our daily update.
With our,
we will be right back after a few messages.
And
looking for a Catholic counselor?
Our intro.
Dr. Peter Coponis, Deb Rojas, and the Pima Integrity Counseling Services provide faithful Catholic counseling in Pennsylvania and beyond. We offer telehealth and in-person counseling for porn addiction, betrayal trauma, anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, and much more. You can find us at integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781. That's integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781.
And then, of course, on the other side, it has...
Looking for a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic
mother.
Counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
So anyway, I hope everybody's doing well today. I hit the wrong button yesterday.
She is a Catholic recording artist.
So I wasn't able to...
Multi-award winning songwriter.
Finish,
she sings contemporary and folk rock music.
Have.
She has been in the music industry for over 5 years.
The emails from the guys.
Her music is her ministry.
Yeah, William's the only one I
she
need right now.
She aims to help people that suffer from all kinds of pain in life and try to bring them to the Lord through her music. She has three albums out, and her music is being played on radio stations all over the world. Her website is lisamarinacole.com, and she is on social media.
And
her music page is facebook.com.
So we're going
Songs
from there with that.
YouTube at Lisa M. Nicole. Instagram Lisa _ Marie _ Nicole _ official.
Don't
her
know what Terry or Ken are doing
on her
next
website,
week.
iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else.
Here's William's email.
Her merchandise store has everything for her ministry and can be accessed through her website. Her new CDs will be available very soon and can be purchased through her website. She counts herself blessed that God has chosen her to help spread his message. She
and
is Lisa Marie
Alabama
Nicole.
State Council Knights of Columbus annual
today.
Meeting starts today. I am, of course,
the Four Persons Network asks our Catholic friends to check out and join the fast-growing Catholic
but
website,
I wish I could.
Message board, and community at Catholicism Rock. The quality and diversity of contributors is breathtaking, and the content spans everything from education to news and commentary and spiritual insight. Partners of the Four Persons and our friends. Please check them out at CatholicismRocks.com.
We at the Four Persons invite you to check out the Rock Company located in Bethlehem. Our friends Tony and Paulette Rock have an incredible selection of hand-crafted masterpieces and religious items. From nativity sets and Last Supper carvings to rosaries and crucifixes. They have items for every budget from modest cost all the way up to priceless treasures.
You know, the Rock Company shop
they ship
is really
anywhere
great
in the world.
Place to visit. They ship
Please
anywhere
visit
in
them
the world.
At therockcompanyshop.com and tell them you heard about them on the Four Persons.
I mean, great, amazing treasures. And I'm
the
about
Four
to
Persons
say
Inc.
the prayers
is a federally
of the
registered
Chaplet
and licensed 501c3 charity. Any use of any of our content without our permission is prohibited by law. Our purpose is evangelization, education, and social action. Please go to our website at thefourpersons.com or our blog site at thefourpersons.net to make your tax-deductible donation by credit or debit card.
501c3.
You can also send a check to The Four Persons, Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. To contact us, send us an email at email@thefourpersons.com.
I'm wearing
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expire, Jesus.
But the source of life gushed forth for souls.
And the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world.
O fount of life,
unfathomable
divine mercy, envelop the whole world
and empty yourself out upon us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give me a time out here, John. Give me a time out on this, because I'm also on Facebook Live, so I'm doing both at the same time, so I'll pray the second part along with you.
Okay.
So, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily
bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins
and those of the whole world. I'm going to try to mute myself each time and then unmute for the first part of the prayer, see if that works a little bit better for us. for the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and
on the whole world. The muting isn't working because it's still getting discombobulated.
All right. Why don't you just go ahead and finish the whole prayer and then bring me in after that.
Roger that. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I know it sounds fine on our end, but on the Blog Talk Radio, and John and I are stepping all over each other and it's not working. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. But even if we try YouTube, John and I are still going to be walking all over each other because I've got to use my headphone and microphone for Blog Talk Radio and my phone for YouTube. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Oh, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Saint Faustina, pray for us. Pope Saint John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. And now I'm going to bring John back on.
How you doing?
Welcome
today,
back,
Richard.
John. Pardon me?
I said, how are you doing today?
I am doing great, especially since Blog Talk Radio is working today.
Yeah, well, let's hope that trend continues. But I do think that we are going to make a transition to doing all of our shows, or at least most of our shows, on multiple platforms at the same time, which is usually going to mean Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio, or YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. So we're definitely expanding.
Yeah, we just have to figure out how to do it with Blog Talk Radio and on YouTube, because it's kind of hard to.
I'm able to do it when I'm home because I have two laptops and a mixer. That's really the way to do it, but it's kind of tricky to do it if you don't have that. It can be tricky.
And exactly, it would be tricky if you don't have the two laptops and the mixer. And if I do it with my setup, you know, and use the computer speakers, then I'm going to get a whole bunch of feedback into my microphone, aren't I?
Yeah, I think what we're going to do in a large number of the cases, I don't know if we're going to do this in all the cases, but in a large number of the cases, we're going to go ahead and do a video program and then record the audio and upload that to Blog Talk Radio. So
that's the way to do it.
Yeah, so we may not be doing as many live programs, but really, honestly, the only program on Blog Talk Radio that we tend to get a lot of live callers is Terry's program.
Terry.
Yeah. And unless we have a guest lined up, then we'll set that up for them to be able to call in. But most of the programs that we have people are listening to on their own schedule. They're not necessarily listening to them live. And, you know, that's most people. That's the reality of the world we live in today, is people are too busy you know, to listen to things live a lot. They have to listen to it in their own schedule. We understand that.
You know, I record all my television programs. I don't watch anything except baseball live. I record all my TV programs and then, you know, watch an hour show in 42 minutes because I skip the commercials.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's talk about our – actually, let's do the daily update because we haven't been able to do that in a while. So the daily update, and I've only got one show that I'm certain about – or two shows that I'm certain about. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on Catholicism – 10 a.m. Eastern, that is, on Catholicism Rocks – William is going to do a show on Freemasonry. That's going to be an interesting program for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's an important program because that is something that is really relevant. You know, I want to do a kind of a takeoff program on that about how that relates to a lot of end times events and how a lot of people are reading the tea leaves wrong because Freemasonry is really an insidious thing.
And I got somebody calling in on my phone, which kind of messed me up.
It happens.
I'll send him a text message to tell him I'll call him right back. Let's see, where is he on here? Oh, it's just going to be his phone number. Let's see. I'll call you back in a... you on the radio. So anyway, I apologize for the phone falling off of where I had it. Lisa, can you hear me right now? Or is my microphone buried on the desk? Lisa Marie Nicole is in the chat room with me.
Oh, cool.
She was singing the Chaplet of Divine Mercy as we were saying it.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Wish I could have captured that on the air. That would have been cool. So, anyway, on Burnt Toast and Coffee, William is going to be doing an interview with Amy Brooks of Catholic Influencers. So that's going to be an interesting show, to say the least.
Absolutely.
Not sure who Catholic Influencers is, but I'm going to be listening in to find out, that's for sure.
It sounds like they're one of these organizations that highlight the movers and shakers in the world who are Catholic. That's what it
probably
sounds like.
That's probably what it is that they highlight the people that are Catholic that are movers and shakers in the world.
Yeah, Jim Caviezel would be a perfect example of someone like that.
Yes. Or Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, another great example.
Or Mel Gibson, even though he's not Roman Catholic, he's old Catholic.
Yeah. But people who are not afraid to wear their Catholicism on their sleeve and make it a real part of in that case, another example, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs would be another example.
Yeah, Harrison Butker.
Yeah, uses his vocation as a platform to spread his faith.
Well, you know, he actually goes to traditional Latin Mass. He doesn't go to the Novus Ordo Missae. He goes to the traditional Latin Mass, the Tridentine Mass. And he actually serves at that Mass. So he is quite the Catholic and quite the Catholic influencer.
Yeah, and you know who another real good example would be?
Who would be another real good example?
Justice Clarence Thomas would be another great example.
Justice Clarence Thomas would be another phenomenal example. So would Justice Scalia. He would have been.
Yeah. I miss him. he was a firebrand.
He was the best justice we've ever had on that court. And I believe he was assassinated. I absolutely believe he was assassinated. I think Obama wanted to put somebody else on the court, and Scalia was taken out. But I have a copy of his last book that's autographed by him.
You know, it's amazing, but I can remember in my life when something like what you just said would be too far-fetched to even imagine. It would be, you hear somebody say something like that and you would dismiss it and say, oh, that conspiratorial nonsense. We live in a day and time, where you can't dismiss stuff like that out of hand. It's just it's too regular of an occurrence that crazy, evil stuff like that is happening, that you always have to consider it as a possibility. And that's a shame. It's really sad that we live in a time like that. We live in a time where we can't say, oh, you know, he just died. It was unfortunate. You know, people pass away. You're always going to have that doubt with the people who are in power now, because
You're always going to have that doubt with the people that are in power now because it's
not so evil.
So far-fetched anymore. I mean, evil is all over the world. I hate to say it, but the enemy has done a really good job of fighting his battle.
Yeah.
Really good job. And he's got pretty much the entire United States in his pocket.
Yeah.
Which is really sad.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know what Terry's show is going to be next Thursday, but his show is on YouTube right now from last night, and he did a show on commitment without compromise, and that was all about committing to God 100% without compromising a thing.
Yeah.
Great show.
Well, I mean, that is what the whole mission of the Four Persons is based on.
Well, that is the exact mission of the Four Persons.
Yeah. It's, as I remember, it says your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, your whole strength. Well, you know, give me 50% of your heart and 37% of your mind and 26% of your... No.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
It's
you got to be all
you've
in.
You've got to commit to Jesus all in your entirety. So,
yeah.
I do not know what Ken's topic will be next Friday, but he did a really good show on the Mass this morning. I highly recommend everybody race over to Blog Talk Radio and listen to Ken's show on the Mass from this morning. Oh, and my good buddy Brian Mosley has joined us.
I do have a quick announcement to make on that before you bring Brian on. So me and Ken have worked out something. So the way my work schedule goes, I'm going to have I'm going to work at least one weekend a month. That's the way it works. I'm at a hospital. Okay.
Right.
So that means I'm going to have at least one Tuesday and one Wednesday off every month. And
right.
What me and Ken have worked out is that those days, those Tuesdays and Wednesdays, me and him are going to team up for answering comment objections, and we'll announce the dates as they come up. Now, the next one's going to be in May. I think it's the 22nd and the 28th of May. So that's going to be the Wednesday.
Okay, so the 22nd and 28th of May, you and Ken are going to do a live show on answering comment objections.
Correct.
And I'm repeating what you're saying so that the folks listening on Facebook Live can hear what we're saying. And
right.
I'm not bringing Brian on. I was just saying hello to him because Brian is
a guy
that I've known for the better part of 10 years. And
wow.
He is just the greatest guy in the world. I mean, he is one of my absolute best friends.
Well, if he's an absolute best friend of yours, then he's an absolute best friend of mine.
Well,
he
is an absolute best friend of mine, so that makes him an absolute best friend of yours. And I don't think Brian would object to that.
So
we're going to talk.
I was just going to say the Tuesday and Wednesday thing is going to be every month. Although, you know,
okay.
We don't know until we get close but there's going to be one Tuesday and one Wednesday that me and Ken are going to do comment objections every month.
Okay, so there's going to be one Tuesday and one Wednesday that you and Ken do comment objections every month because of your work schedule. That's going to be awesome.
Yep.
That is going to be awesome, 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 awesome. So, and again, I'm repeating what you're saying.
Yep.
So that the folks listening on Facebook Live know what's being talked about. So anyway, our saint of the day is Saint Timon. Saint Timon is a first century martyr. He's actually mentioned in the Bible. He's mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles as one of the seven deacons that were appointed or chosen by the apostles to assist in ministering to the Nazarene community of Jerusalem. He was mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verse 5. Although many of the traditions concerning him are confusing. The seven, often known as the seven deacons, were leaders elected by the early Christian church to minister to the community of believers in Jerusalem, to enable the apostles to concentrate on prayer and the ministry of the word, and to address a concern raised by Greek-speaking believers about their widows being overlooked in the daily diaconia or ministry. The works of Stephen and Philip are the only two recorded, and their works concern preaching, catechizing, and baptizing. Philip is referred to as the evangelist in Acts 21, verse 8. Their appointment is described in chapter 6 of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, 1 through 6. According to a later tradition, they are supposed to have also been among the 70 disciples who appear in the Gospel of Luke, and that's Luke chapter 10, verse 1, and chapter 10, verse 17. Although the seven are not called deacons in the New Testament, their role is described as diaconal. They are therefore often regarded as the forerunners of the Christian order of deacons. The seven deacons were Saint Stephen, the proto-martyr, and the first martyr, Philip the Evangelist, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas. According to the narrative in Acts, they were identified and selected by the community of believers on the basis of their reputation and wisdom being full of the Holy Spirit, and their appointment confirmed by the apostles. They were also named as bishops in various places. So, yes, deacons can be bishops. Let's see what Morning Offering says about him. And, guys, Morning Offering is a website that you as Catholics need to be looking at every day. It has so much good Catholic content. It has the Liturgy of the Hours. It has daily meditations. It has daily Bible readings. Really great website.
Hey, Richard, can I say one thing about Morning Offering?
You can say one thing about Morning Offering.
Yep, you can go in there at no cost and register your email. You register your email, and it will send you your daily morning offering. All the prayers that you do for your daily morning offering will arrive in your email box in the morning. So what a way to start your day off. It's emailed right to you. You don't have to do anything. You get up, open your email box, and there it's sitting right there waiting for you.
Go to morningoffering.com, enter your email, and every morning you will get an email like clockwork with your daily morning offering prayers. And it's free. Catholicism for free. That's almost like going to a weekday mass. They don't pass the communion, collection basket on weekdays. Unless it's like Ash Wednesday or Holy Thursday. So anyway, St. Timon also had the supernatural ability to heal the sick and to cast out demons. He suffered martyrdom for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. According to tradition, he was thrown into a furnace, but by the power of God, he came out of it unharmed and later died by crucifixion. And of course, his feast day is, guess what day his feast is, John?
I'm guessing today.
If you guessed April 19th, you guessed right.
Yeah.
So, since April is the month of the Eucharist, even though Blog Talk Radio has been down, and then I had problems with Facebook Live yesterday, I'm still going to read about a miracle from Blessed Carlo Acutis' website. And I'm going to read about the Eucharistic miracle of Lanciano, which happened in Italy in 750 A.D. An inscription in marble from the 17th century describes the Eucharistic miracle which occurred at Lanciano. Brian Mosley, you're Italian, so you probably know how to pronounce it better than I do. So if I'm pronouncing it right, give me a thumbs up in the chat. So anyway, this happened in Lanciano in 750 A.D. in the Church of St. Francis. A monastic priest doubted whether the body of our Lord was truly present in the consecrated host. He celebrated Mass, and when he said the words of consecration, he saw the host turn into flesh and the wine turn into blood. Everything was visible to those in attendance. The flesh is still intact, and the blood is divided into five unequal parts, which together have the exact same weight as each one does separately. Wow, that's cool. In 1970, the Archbishop of Lanciano and the Provincial Superior of the Conventual Franciscans at Abruzzo, with Rome's approval, requested Dr. Edward Linoli, Let me move this over a little bit so I can read it better. Requested Dr. Edward Linoli, director of the hospital in Arezzo and professor of anatomy, biology, chemistry, and clinical microscopy, to perform a thorough scientific examination on the relics of the miracle, which had occurred 12 centuries earlier. On March 4, 1971, the professor presented a detailed report of the various studies carried out. Here are the basic results. Number one, the miraculous flesh is authentic flesh consisting of muscular striated tissue of the myocardium. That's heart muscle, guys. Number two, the miraculous blood is truly blood. The chromatographic analysis indicated this with absolute and undisputable certainty. Number three, the immunological study shows with certitude that the flesh and blood are human, and the immunohematological test shows us to affirm with complete objectivity and certitude that both belong to the same blood type, AB, the same blood type as that of the man of the Shroud of Turin, and the type most characteristic of Middle Eastern populations. Number four, the proteins contained in the blood have the normal distribution in the identical percentages as that of the serous proteic chart for normal fresh blood. Number five, no biological dissection has revealed any trace of salt infiltrations or preservative substances, and in antiquity for the purposes of embalming. Professor Linoli also discarded the hypothesis of a hoax carried out in past centuries. This report was published in the Sclave Network Notebooks in Diagnostics, Collection Number 3, 1971, and aroused great interest in the scientific world. Also in 1973, the Chief Advisory Board of the World Health Organization appointed a scientific commission to corroborate Linoli's findings. Their work lasted 15 months and included 500 tests. It was verified that the fragments taken from Lanciano could in no way be likened to embalmed tissue. As to the nature of the fragment of flesh, the commission declared it to be living tissue because it responded rapidly to all the clinical reactions distinctive of living beings. Their reply fully corroborated Professor Linoli's conclusions. In the exact summarizing of the scientific work of the Medical Commission of the World Health Organization and the United Nations, published in December 1996 in New York and Geneva, declared that science, aware of its limits, has come to a halt face-to-face with the improbability of giving an explanation. And then he's got several pictures of the heart fragment and the tissue sample, and even what appears to be copy of the electrophoresis of the proteins of the blood of the miracle, the profile of the protein fractions from the serum could be superimposed in a standard specimen of fresh blood. So, guys, we're seeing more and more and more proof that these Eucharistic miracles are for real. They're not a figment of our imagination. It's not a game. These are real, real real Eucharistic miracles. These hosts that turn into the body of Christ and the blood of Christ are real, and they prove the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist.
Yeah,
and I'm
like,
share
I always like to say, it's not a what, it's a who.
Exactly. And I'm going to share something that I don't share very often. During the communion prayer at Mass, I hold my hands so that the palms aren't touching each other, because that's the way my fingers work nowadays. During the communion prayer, the palm and the top part of my hand heat up. People have touched the palm of my hand or the top of my hand and walked away with first-degree burns on their fingers. Guys, it's really Jesus Christ. That white wafer has become transubstantiated into the body of Jesus. And that wine has truly become the blood, B-L-O-O-D, of Christ. I'm serious, guys.
Yep.
So anyway, we have covered everything that we have to cover today. And we did it in record time. We did it in 46 minutes.
But do you know where Lanciano gets its name?
Where does Lanciano get its name?
It gets its name from St. Longinus, who...
From St. Longinus?
Yeah, I believe it was Maria Vergretta that said that he was actually blind. And when he thrust the spear in Jesus' side, the blood and water splashed on his face, and he miraculously gained his vision.
Really? I never knew that he was blind, and that when he drove the spear into the side of Jesus, that the water and wine that trickled out of the wound, touched his face and gave him sight immediately. I was never aware of that. So that's a really neat story about.
And it's neat that the city was named after him, and then we have this other miracle connected to that, this Eucharistic miracle connected to that. It's just pretty neat.
Exactly. And that Eucharistic miracle, guys, happened almost 1,300 years ago, 750, in 26 years, that's going to be the 1,300th anniversary, 1,300, 1,300, and yet the heart tissue is still fresh striated tissue.
Yeah.
And the blood is still fresh human blood. And the most interesting part of it is that the five unequal parts actually equal the same weight for all of them as each of them do individually. That's really cool.
That's the same kind of math as taking two fish and five loaves of bread and feeding 5,000 people and having 12 baskets left over.
Yeah, that's the same thing as taking two fish and a loaf of bread, feeding 5,000 people and having two baskets left over. I'm just repeating what you're saying so the people watching on Facebook Live can hear.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want them to wonder what the silences are or what you're saying to me. So anyway, I will not be able to be with you guys tomorrow. I am traveling to Hartwell, Georgia to see my mother. I have not seen her since September. And so since we have nothing going with the Knights of Columbus this weekend except for the Rosary for the unborn at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and I'm not going to be there for that. I'll already have been into and out of Atlanta. And my mother is cooking me a pot roast for my birthday dinner, which my birthday was back in February. I'm still accepting presents if you guys want to send me presents. And I'm not talking to you, John. You sent me a present. You sent me this microphone. That's something I'm not going to forget.
Well, I would like to be able to send you to Israel if it was within my means to do it, but
there's always
it's
next
not.
Year. There's always next year.
Well, next year I'm going to Lourdes and Fatima. So if you want to try to, maybe we can try to make that trip together, that's going to be
I'm
going to
start working on saving
year.
The ducats. I'm going to work on starting to save the ducats. I want to go to Lourdes.
That's going to
and
be a
Fatima.
Lot less expensive. That's a lot less expensive than this trip. So,
can we go to Knock, too?
Well, it's a pilgrimage. It's an organized pilgrimage.
Oh, okay.
And they go to Fatima, Lourdes, Avila, Barcelona.
Oh, Avila?
Yeah.
We'll get to see where St. Therese lived? St. Therese lived?
St.
Teresa.
Uh-huh. That one. She's one of my favorite saints, so I can't wait to go
and
there.
And isn't there a St. John of Avila, too?
There is. And the saint that St. Teresa of Avila was very close friends with, St. John of the Cross.
Yes. And didn't he write a book that I just finished reading, Dark Night of the Soul, St. John of the Cross,
yeah.
Guys?
That's a powerful book.
So next year, John Benko and I are going to try to together take a pilgrimage to Lourdes and Fatima that also goes to Avila, Spain. And where else does it go, John?
Barcelona.
Barcelona, Spain. I don't know what's in Barcelona.
Lots of cathedrals and stuff.
The only
place I was wishing that it went, but it doesn't. I was hoping for an add-on, and maybe if we can pull it off, we'll do it as an add-on. I want to go to Nevers, France, as well, because that's where the incorrupt body of Saint Bernadette is. And I was so angry the other day that Blog Talk Radio was down when the saint of the day was Saint Bernadette.
Yes.
Because she's one of my favorites. And
she
just,
is absolutely,
you know,
one of my favorites.
And I want to see her.
I love St. Bernadette. I want to see her incorrupt body.
Yeah, she's like 8 hours away from Lourdes. So what I was going to try to do is figure out how I could do it as a side trip. And I'll head back to the States a day later than everybody else does. And, you know, book my own flight back. If you're up to that, we could try to do that, because
I'd love
to
do
that.
If
I'm going to go to Lourdes, and I want to go to Lourdes, I also want to see St. Bernadette.
Well, I also want to dip my right foot and leg into the water at Lourdes, because I know without a doubt that once I dip my foot and leg into that water, the swelling in my leg will be healed.
I believe you. Do you want to do a Eucharistic miracle that will blow our audience away?
Yes.
Look up the Eucharistic miracle of John Traynor that happened at Lourdes. It's unbelievable.
We'll see if they've got it on here.
It's absolutely one of the most unbelievable, miraculous stories of all. It's one of the 70 confirmed miracles that have happened at Lourdes that is confirmed by the church. of course, there's been, you know, more than 10,000 unexplained cures, but the church has taken the extra step of declaring 70 of them to be miracles, and this is one of them, the miracle of John Traynor.
Eucharistic miracle of John Traynor. The remarkable story. John Traynor. Traynor. Ynor. Was a native of Liverpool. His Irish mother died when he was quite young, but the faith which she instilled in her son remained with him the rest of his life. His injuries dated from World War I, when he was a soldier in the Naval Brigade of the Royal Brit Marines. He took part in the unsuccessful Antwerp expedition of October 1914 and was hit in the head by shrapnel. He remained unconscious for 5 weeks. Later in Egypt, he received a bullet wound in the leg. In the Dardanelles, he distinguished himself in battle, but was finally brought down when he was sprayed with machine gun bullets while taking part in a bayonet charge. He was wounded in the head and chest, and one bullet went through his upper right arm and lodged under his collarbone. As a result of these wounds, Traynor's right arm was paralyzed and the muscles atrophied. His legs were partially paralyzed and he was epileptic. Sometimes he had as many as three fits a day. By 1916, Traynor had undergone four operations in an attempt to correct the severed muscles of his right arm. All four operations ended in failure. By this time, he had been discharged from the service. He was given a 100% pension because he was completely and permanently disabled. He spent much time in various hospitals as an epileptic patient. In April 1920, his skull was operated on in an attempt to remove some of the shrapnel. This operation did not help his epilepsy and left a hole about an inch wide in his skull. The pulsating of his brain could be seen through this hole. A silver plate was inserted in order to shield the brain. I'm not going to read the rest of this to you guys. I want to find the part about the miracle, but you've got the background. Now I want to find the part about the miracle, and I'll read that to you on another day.
Yeah. It's an unbelievable miracle.
So anyway, you've got the background story on John Traynor, and I will read about the miracle tomorrow once I find it in these 814 paragraphs on this webpage. So anyway, like I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to be with you guys tomorrow, so I'm not going to schedule the show. If I find out later that I actually can be, then I'll go ahead and schedule the show and do the show, but I might be able to do it on Facebook Live and only on Facebook Live. Can you pull the video off of Facebook Live?
Yeah, I can download it and upload it to our YouTube.
Okay, and upload the audio to Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's perfect. Okay, guys, I'm not doing a live show on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow. I'm going to try and do a show from my mother's house on Facebook Live, and then we'll get it distributed from there. No guarantee. I promise I will try. So I want everybody to have a blessed rest of your Friday. And I want you to remember that Saturday Vigil Mass is a Friday decision. Saturday Vigil Mass is a Friday decision. So think about that, guys. And I want you to have a blessed Saturday until hopefully I see you at 3 o'clock Eastern. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. All right, guys, thank you for joining us today. Thank you, John.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother.